Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace. The shortest book in the Old Testament, namely the book of Obadiah, is a description of God's judgments upon the nation of Edom, a nation that was related by family with the nation of Israel, for Edom was founded by Esau and Israel was founded by Jacob. And for a while, they were, we might say, friendly rivals. There always was rivalry. Just like between the brothers, Jacob and Esau, there was rivalry. So between the nations, Edom and Israel, there was rivalry. But that friendly rivalry got to be less than friendly over time. It actually came to military battles, one against the other. And it became anything but the kind of warm relationship that blood relatives ought to have. And certainly those who were physical descendants of Abraham, as Esau was, and therefore Edom was. These are children of Abraham who are not only in rivalry against another section of the children of Abraham, but they have actually gone to warfare and committed bloodshed against one another. Very intense rivalry. But there's a time is coming when God is going to rain down judgment upon Edom, and that's what the book of Obadiah is about. It is declaring God's judgment, and it goes into some detail. And on the broadcast yesterday, we saw some of the particulars as to how God would judge Edom, and we will eventually get into the reasons why, but we're not going to get to them today, I don't believe, because we need to make some applications that relate to the how. So thank you for joining me on this Friday, May 1. Thank you for helping me with your financial gifts. All right, God's judgment proclaimed. I'll read the section again. Verse 2, Behold, I will make you small among the nations. You shall be greatly despised. The pride of your heart has deceived you, you who dwell in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, you who say in your heart, Who will bring me down to the ground? Though you ascend as high as the eagle, and though you set your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down, says the Lord. If thieves had come to you, if robbers by night, oh, how you will be cut off. Would they not have stolen till they had enough? If grape gatherers had come to you, would they not have left some gleanings? Oh, how Esau shall be searched out, how his hidden treasure shall be sought after. All the men in your confederacy shall force you to the border. The men at peace with you shall deceive you and prevail against you. Those who eat your bread shall lay a trap for you. No one is aware of it. Will I not in that day, says the Lord, even destroy the wise men from Edom and understanding from the mountains of Esau? Then your mighty men, O Teman, shall be dismayed, to the end that every one from the mountains of Esau may be cut off by slaughter. Well, there's a description of the judgment which God has proclaimed upon Edom, and we looked at this those verses and identified the acts of judgment, how it is that God is going to judge them, on the broadcast yesterday. So I'll simply zip through the list on our way to making some applications. But how was God going to judge proud Esau? Number one, by diminishing Edom's status. Number two, by eviscerating Edom's strength. Number three, by destroying Edom's wealth. Number four, by eroding Edom's friendships, that is her allies. And number five, by thwarting Edom's wisdom, that is by confounding her counselors. But now let's make an application of this to all nations, and particularly to our own country, the United States of America. Every country that I have ever visited, and I certainly haven't been to all of them in this world, but I have been to a fair number of countries in my various travels, primarily for ministry, visiting with and ministering with missionaries and gospel works in various parts of the world, and occasionally on vacation to some other part of the world. But every nation that I have visited, I have found all are very proud of their national status. That might surprise us here in America, because for people who have never ventured outside the borders of the United States of America, we often have the concept that America is so great and so obviously greater in almost every way than the other nations of the earth, that most other countries, particularly the smaller ones, must feel themselves very inferior, and they must not have a great deal of pride in their nation. If you would think that way, you would be absolutely wrong. I haven't been to any country where the citizen of that country did not take great pride in their nation. Small as it might be, weak as it might be, economically devastated as it often is, nevertheless, there seems to be a sentiment among the people of that country that our country is the best. It may not be the biggest, it may not be the strongest, it may not be the wealthiest, it is none of those things, but nevertheless, it is the best country in the world. Everybody seems to think that about their own country. In other words, every country is proud of its national status. Their particular nation is a great source of pride to the citizens of that nation. It's a natural sentiment that you will find everywhere you go. And we have certainly had that in the United States of America over the years. But what are we seeing now? I think we're seeing two things. Number one, we're seeing that America's place of preeminence in the nations of the earth is being diminished. Now, we would like to think, we who are citizens of America, that we still are number one, greatest nation on earth. There may have been a time when most other nations would have grudgingly conceded that to be the case, but I think from what I am picking up in some of the places I have visited, that at least for many people in the world, that is no longer the case. In other words, America has seen its national status diminished. It has been tarnished. Now, we could go into the reasons for that, and I'm not even going to venture that. I don't want to get into the politics of the situation and offer my opinion as to why I think these things may be so, but I'm just simply observing that it is so. And not only is that true, that many of the nations of the earth do not consider America to be the greatest country, if they ever once did, even though, as I say, most people think their own nation is the greatest one, even though it's not the biggest, the wealthiest, and so forth. But many people are not even willing to concede that the United States is the strongest. There are other nations that have a military strength that is rivaling the United States of America. For the first time in my lifetime, I'm seeing that happen. I certainly didn't see that earlier on in my younger days. It was undisputed that the military strength of the United States of America was unrivaled by any other nation on earth, that is not necessarily the case. You can argue the point. Some would say, well, yeah, this nation may have a stronger air force, but the United States has a stronger this, and back and forth. This nation may have a stronger navy, but the United States has a greater missile capacity, and back and forth you go, trying to prove that the United States still overall is the strongest nation militarily, but that is not universally agreed upon as once it was. And the other aspect of this is we can see, and I don't think this is disputed, we can see that among our own citizens in America, we now have a growing percentage of American citizens who don't consider America to be the greatest nation on earth. Now, that is strange. As I say, I have visited many other countries, and I have never been to any country where its citizens did not take great pride in their country and consider their country to be the best, even if it wasn't the largest, the wealthiest, the strongest, whatever, but it's still the best nation in the world. And yet, in the United States of America, that could probably best make a case for being the best nation in the world. We have a growing number of our people who dispute that, argue against it, and publicly declaim against that. Now, what does that indicate? I would suggest to you that that indicates the judgment of God upon our country. How did God judge Edom? Started out by diminishing Edom's status. Behold, I will make you small among the nations. You will be greatly despised. And we're seeing that to some extent with the United States of America. You can still find people in other countries that consider America to be great, and you can certainly find a lot of people in the world who would like to come to America. There's no question about that. But there is a growing sentiment among the peoples of the world that America is no longer number one, as once it was, and there is an even larger growing sentiment among American citizens that America is not the greatest nation in the world. In fact, there are many in our country who think that there's reason to be ashamed of the United States of America, that it is a pariah nation in the world. Now, that does take us into some political areas. I have touched upon them, but I really couldn't stay away from them in saying what I wanted to say at this point. But my point is not to try to argue the politics of this. Where did it come from a human standpoint? What is a human reason and what is a human source of all of this? I'm wanting to go straight to the top and suggest to you that as God judged Edom by diminishing its status among the nations of its day, so God is judging the United States of America by diminishing its status among the nations of the world in our day, and by turning the hearts of many American citizens away from their own country. That's not what you normally find in most countries. That's what you are finding increasingly in the United States of America. Where does that come from? You could say, well, that's the fault of this, that's the fault of that. I would say to you, that's the judgment of God. We'd better repent and turn back to God. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.